the astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu. 029. Title: Advaita's Alms. ALMS. Advaita's Alms. Right after taking sannyas and katwa from Keshava Bharati, Mahaprabhu came to Shantipur to beg his first alms from Sri Advaita Prabhu. At that time, Nityananda also came to Shantipur, and Sita Devi and Advaita Prabhu fed Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu very nicely and fully satisfied them with their loving hospitality. Afterwards, the three Prabhus, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Advaita Prabhu, they rested, and later they met on the first floor balcony of Advaita Prabhu's home in Shantipur. At that time, Advaita Prabhu asked, "O Mahaprabhu, what is this drama that you are performing of accepting sannyas, which is very dear to Advaitavadis?" Mahaprabhu replied, "Aho, Advaita, you think we are not Advaitavadis? After all, we only differ in body and designation." Advaita Prabhu: "How can one argue with Vag Isha, the master of the power of speaking?" Mahaprabhu: "Oh, Advaitaji, listen carefully. Without renouncing everything, it is not possible to worship Bhagavan. That is why I've taken sannyas. And this danda, sannyas danda, I will use just to control and tame the wild animal of my mind." Advaita Prabhu, laughing, "This is all your deception. You have taken sannyas to fulfill the prediction of the Shastra, Vishnu Sahasranam Stotram, which contains a shlok, Sannyasa Krich Chama Santo Anishta Shanti Parayana. Bhagavan will be peaceful and equipoised and take sannyas." As Advaita and Mahaprabhu were discussing on the balcony of Prabhu Sitanath's house, a big crowd gathered below the balcony on the ground. They were all looking up on the balcony, admiring the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is now adorned in saffron color dhoti. After some time, the crowds dispersed, and then Advaita entered his courtyard of his temple and began a wonderful evening kirtan. Mahaprabhu enjoyed very much seeing Advaita Prabhu dancing together with Nityananda, and running behind them, blissfully dancing, was Haridas Thakur. During that blissful Harinam in Shantipur, Sitanath sang a song of Vidyapati, "Ki kohobo re saki ajuka anand or, chira dinera madhava mandira mor, chira dinera madhava mandira mor. O Saki, what can I say about my house today? After a long time, Madhava has come to my house." As the devotees dance in ecstasy along with Nitai Gaur Sitanath, they perspire and tremble and shed tears and roar and shout and dance around in ecstasy. And sometimes they try to hold Gauranga's lotus feet. Suddenly, forcefully embracing Mahaprabhu in his lion-like arms, Advaita Acharya says, For a long time you have been wandering around like a mendicant. Now I have you in my house and I will keep you here. For 3 hours straight, Advaita Prabhu led the Harinam Sankirtan. Upset due to loving feelings of separation from Krishna, Mahaprabhu collapsed on the ground. Quickly, Advaitacharya lifts Mahaprabhu and then keeps dancing and understanding the inner bhav, the Radha bhav of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mukunda sang a song by Chandidas. Ha ha prana priya saki kina koilo more kano preme vise mora tano mana jore ratri dine pore man soyasti na pa jahagele kano pao taha uri jhao. In this song, Mukunda singing, Radharani is speaking to her dear Saki. Oh, prana priya Saki. Oh, Vishakha, what has happened to me? My love for Krishna has become like a poison that's burning my mind and body. Day and night, I cannot find any relief from this burning fire. Where can I go meet Krishna? Wherever he is, I will fly there as fast as the wind. Oh, prana priya Saki. Oh. Seeing Mahaprabhu absorbed deeply in Radha Bhav, all the devotees became greatly worried. But then suddenly, his mood changed. Mahaprabhu jumped up and roared loudly, Bolo, bolo, hari bolo, hari bolo. Then Mahaprabhu danced in ecstasy, along with Advaita and Nityananda, who were holding the Lord, and Haridas was dancing. In this way, Mahaprabhu danced with Nitai and Advaita for 3 hours continuously. When the kirtan closes, Advaita renders various services, like having the Lord relax on a bed. Oh, blessed is the Shripat, the holy place known as Shantipur, which is the first place visited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after he took sannyas. Thus concludes 029 of Advaita's Astonishing Glories, title Advaita's Alms, 029. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhaktavrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavrinda, Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavanadam.